Chapter 21.
1. And these are the judgments which you shall put before them. 2. When you buy a Hebrew slave, he shall serve 6 years, and in the seventh he shall go out free for nothing. 3. If he comes in with his body, he shall go out with his body. If he was the husband of a wife, his wife shall go out with him. 4. If his master gives him a wife, and she bears sons or daughters to him, the wife and her children shall belong to her master, and he shall go out with his body. 5. And if the slave truly says, I love my master, my wife and my children, I do not desire to go out free. 6. His master shall bring him to Elohim, and one shall bring him to the door, or to the doorpost, and his master shall pierce his ear with an awl, and he shall serve him forever.
7. And when a man sells his daughter for a slave girl, she shall not go out as the male slaves go out. 8. If she is bad in the eyes of her master who has appointed her for himself, he shall allow her redemption. He shall not have power to sell her to a foreign people, in his deceiving her. 9. And if he chooses her for his son, he shall do to her as is the custom of daughters. 10. If he takes another for himself, her flesh, her clothing, and her conjugal right shall not be diminished. 11. And if he does not do these three for her, she shall go out for nothing, without silver. 12. He that strikes a man so that he dies, dying he shall die.
13. But he who does not lie in wait, and Elohim lets fall into his hand, I will appoint a place for you where he may flee. 14. And when a man seethes insolently against his neighbor, to kill him by deceit, you shall take him from my altar to die.
15. And he who strikes his father or his mother dying shall die. 16. And he that steals a man and sells him, or if he is found in his hand, dying he shall die. 17. And he who curses his father or his mother, dying he shall die.
18. And when men quarrel, and one strikes his neighbor with a stone, or with a fist, and he does not die, but falls on his bed. 19. If he rises and walks about in the street on his stuff, the one who struck him shall be innocent, only he shall pay his sitting. Paying he shall pay for his healing. 20. And if a man strikes his male slave or his slave girl with a rod, and he dies under his hand, avenging he shall be avenged. 21. But if he continues a day or two, he shall not be avenged, for he is his silver. 22. And when men fight, and they strike a pregnant woman, and her child goes forth, and there is no injury, being fined he shall be fined, as much as the husband of the woman shall put on him, even he shall give through the judges. 23. But if injury occurs, you shall give life for life. 24. Eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot. 25. Branding for branding, wound for wound, stripe for stripe. 26. And when a man strikes the eye of his male slave, or the eye of his slave girl and destroys it, he shall send him away free from his eye. 27. And if he causes the tooth of his male slave, or the tooth of his slave girl, to fall out, he shall send him away free for his tooth. 28. And when an ox galls a man so that he dies, the ox stoning shall be stoned, and its flesh shall not be eaten, and the owner of the ox is innocent. 29. And if he was an ox apt to gore from yesterday and the third day, and its owner is given warning, and he does not watch him, and he kills a man or a woman, the ox shall be stoned, and its owner also shall be killed. 30. If a ransom is put on him, he shall give the redemption of his life, according to all which is put on him. 31. Whether he galls a son or he galls a daughter, according to this judgment it shall be done to him. 32. If the ox galls a male slave or a slave girl, he shall give 30 silver shekels to his master, and the ox shall be stoned.
33, and when a man opens a pit, or when a man digs a pit, and does not cover it, and an ox or a donkey falls into it, 34, the owner of the pit shall pay, he shall give silver to its owner, and the debt shall be his. 35, and when a man's ox strikes against the ox of his neighbor, and it dies, they shall sell the living ox, and they shall divide the silver, and they shall also divide the debt. 36, or if it was known that he was an ox apt to gore from yesterday and the third day, and his owner does not watch him, he shall pay ox for ox, and the debt shall be his.
Chapter 22.
1. When a man steals an ox or a sheep, and kills it, or sells it, he shall pay 5 oxen for the ox, and 4 sheep for the sheep. 2. If the thief is found breaking in, and is stricken and dies, no blood shall be shed for him. 3. If the sun has risen on him, blood is due for him. Repaying he shall repay. If he has nothing, then he should be sold for his theft. 4. If the stolen thing finding is found in his hand alive, from ox to donkey to flock animal, he shall pay double. 5. When a man consumes a field or a vineyard, and he lets his beast loose and it consumes another's field, he shall repay the best of his field and the best of his vineyard. 6. When fire breaks out and finds thorns, and shocked grain, or standing grain, or the field is burned up, repaying the one kindling the fire shall repay. 7. When a man gives silver or vessels to his neighbor to keep, and it is stolen from the man's house, if the thief is found, he shall repay double.
8. If the thief is not found, the master of the house shall be brought to Elohim, to see whether or not he put out his hand to his neighbor's goods. 9. In every matter of trespass, for ox, for donkey, for sheep, for clothing, for anything lost of which it is said that it is his, the case of both of them shall come to Elohim. Whom Elohim declares guilty, he shall repay double to his neighbor. 10. When a man gives a donkey or an ox to his neighbor, or a sheep, or any animal to keep, and it dies, or is injured, or is captured, no one seeing it, 11, an oath of Yahweh shall be between them both, that he has not put his hand to his neighbor's goods, and its owner shall take it, and he shall not repay.
12. And if it is indeed stolen from him, he shall repay to its master. 13. If it is completely torn in pieces, he shall bring it as a witness. He shall not repay that which was torn. 14. And when a man borrows from his neighbor, and it is hurt, or dies, its owner not being with it, paying he shall repay. 15. If its owner is with it, he shall not repay. If it is hired, it comes for its hire. 16. And when a man lures a virgin who is not betrothed, and lies with her, paying he shall pay her dowry for a wife to himself. 17. If her father absolutely refuses to give her to him, he shall weigh money according to the dowry of virgins. 18. You shall not allow a sorceress to live. 19. Anyone lying with an animal, surely he shall be executed. 20. One sacrificing to a god shall be destroyed, unless it is only to Yahweh. 21. You shall not be violent toward an alien. You shall not oppress him, for you were aliens in the land of Egypt. 22. You shall not afflict an orphan or a widow. 23. If you afflict him, if he at all cries to me, hearing I will hear his cry. 24. And my anger shall glow, and I will kill you with the sword, and your wives shall become widows, and your sons orphans. 25. If you lend money to my people, the poor with you, you shall not be as a money lender to him. You shall not put interest on him. 26. If you indeed take the clothing of your neighbor as a pledge, you shall return it to him by the going of the sun. 27. For that is his only covering, that is his covering for his skin, in what shall he lie down? And it shall be, when he cries to me, I will hear, for I am compassionate. 28. You shall not reveal Elohim, and you shall not curse a ruler among your people. 29. You shall not delay giving the fullness of your crops and the juices of your vintage. You shall give to me the firstborn of your sons. 30. So you shall do to your oxen, to your sheep. It shall be 7 days with its mother. On the 8th day you shall give it to me. 31. And you shall be set apart men to me, and you shall not eat flesh torn in pieces. You shall throw it to the dogs.
Chapter 23.
1. You shall not raise a false report. You shall not put your hand with the wicked, to become a violent witness. 2. You shall not run after many to gain evil things. And you shall not testify as to a lawsuit, to turn aside after many in order to pervert justice. 3. And you shall not favor the lowly in his lawsuit. 4. When you happen on the ox of your enemy, or his wandering donkey, returning you shall return it to him.
5. When you see the donkey of one who hates you crouching under its burden, you shall refrain from leaving the matter to him. Losing you shall loose it from him. 6. You shall not pervert the judgment of your needy one in his lawsuit. 7. You shall keep far away from a false matter, and do not kill the innocent and the righteous, for I will not justify the wicked. 8. And you shall not take a bribe, for the bribe blinds the seeing one, and it perverts the words of the righteous. 9. And you shall not oppress an alien, and you know the life of an alien, since you were aliens in the land of Egypt. 10. And you shall sow your land 6 years, and you shall gather its produce. 11. And the 7th year you shall let it rest and let it lie fallow, and the needy of your people shall eat. And what they leave, the animals of the field shall eat. So you shall do to your vineyard, to your oliveyard. 12. You shall do your work 6 days, and on the 7th day you shall rest, so that your ox and your donkey may rest, and the son of your slave girl and your alien may be refreshed. 13. And be watchful in all that I have said to you. And you shall not call upon another Elohim by name. It shall not be heard from your mouth. 14. 3 times in the year you shall make a feast to me. 15. You shall keep the feast of unleavened bread. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread, as I have instructed you, at the set time of the month of Aviv, for in it you came out from Egypt, and they shall not appear before me empty. 16. Also the feast of harvest, the first fruits of your labor, of what you sow in the field, also the feast of ingathering, at the going out of the year, at your gathering your work from the field.
17. 3 times in the year every one of your males shall appear before the Adon Yahweh. 18. You shall not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leaven, and the fat of my feast shall not pass the night until morning. 19. The first fruits of your ground you shall bring to the house of Yahweh your Elohim. You shall not boil a kid in its mother's milk. 20. Behold, I am about to send a messenger before you, to guard you in the way, and to bring you to the place which I have prepared. 21. Be on guard before him, and listen to his voice. Do not be rebellious against him, for he will not forgive your transgressions, for my name is in him. 22. For if you fully listen to his voice, and do all which I speak, I will be an enemy to your enemies, and will be a foe to your foes. 23. For my messenger shall go before you and bring you into the Amorite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Canaanite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite, and I will destroy them. 24. You shall not bow down to their gods, and you shall not serve them. And you shall not do according to their works. But tearing you shall tear them down, and smashing you shall smash their standing pillars. 25. And you shall serve Yahweh your Elohim, and he will bless your bread and your water. And I will remove sickness from your midst. 26. There shall not be one miscarrying, nor one barren in your land. I will fulfill the number of your days. 27. I will send my terror before you, and I will confound all the people among whom you come. And I will give the neck of your enemies to you. 28. And I will send hornets before you which shall drive out the Hivite, the Canaanite, and the Hittite before you.
29. I will not drive them out from before you in 1 year, that the land not become a waste, and the beast of the field multiply on you. 30. I will drive them out before you little by little, until you are fruitful and possess the land. 31. And I will set your border from the Sea of Reeds as far as the Sea of the Philistines, and from the wilderness as far as the river. For I will give the people of the land into your hand, and you shall drive them out before you. 32. You shall not cut a covenant for them and for their gods. 33. They shall not dwell in your land, lest they cause you to sin towards me if you serve their Elohims. It will be a snare to you.
Chapter 24.
1. And he said to Moses, Come up to Yahuwel, you and Aaron, Nadab, and Abu, and 70 from the elders of Israel, and bow yourselves from a distance. 2. And let Moses approach by himself to Yahuwel, and they shall not approach, and the people shall not go up with him. 3. And Moses came and told all the words of Yahuwel to the people, and all the judgments. And all the people answered with one voice and said, We will do all the words which Yahuwel has spoken. 4. And Moses wrote all the words of Yahuwel, and he rose early in the morning and built an altar below the mountain and 12 memorial pillars for the 12 tribes of Israel. 5. And he sent young men of the sons of Israel, and they offered up burnt offerings, and offered sacrifices of bulls, peace offerings to Yahuwel. 6. And Moses took half of the blood, and he put it in basins, and he sprinkled half of the blood on the altar. 7. And he took the book of the covenant, and read in the ears of the people. And they said, We will do all that Yahuwel has spoken, and we will hear. 8. And Moses took the blood and sprinkled on the people, and said, Behold, the blood of the covenant which Yahuwel has cut with you concerning these words. 9. And Moses and Aaron went up with Nadab and Abu, and 70 from the elders of Israel. 10. And they saw the Elohim of Israel, and under his feet was as the work of a pavement of saf, and as the heavens for clearness. 11. And he did not stretch out his hand to the nobles of the sons of Israel, and they saw Elohim, and they ate and drank.
12. And Yahweh said to Moses, Come up to me to the mountain, and be there. And I will give to you the tablets of stone, and the Torah, and the instructions which I have written, to teach them. 13. And Moses rose up, and Joshua his attendant. And Moses went up to the mountain of Elohim. 14. And he said to the elders, Wait here for us until we return to you. And, behold, Aaron, who is a master of matters, and Hur, are with you, let him approach to them. 15. And Moses went up into the mountain. And a cloud covered the mountain. 16. And the glory of Yahweh dwelt on the mountain of Sinai. And the cloud covered it 6 days. And he called to Moses on the 7th day from the midst of the cloud. 17. And the appearance of the glory of Yahweh was like fire burning on the top of the mountain before the eyes of the sons of Israel. 18. And Moses came into the midst of the cloud, and he went up into the mountain. And Moses was in the mountain 40 days and 40 nights.
Chapter 25.
1. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, 2. Speak to the sons of Israel, and let them take a heave offering for me. From every man whose heart impels him, let them take my offering. 3. And this is the offering which you shall take from them, gold, silver, and bronze, 4, and blue, and purple, and crimson, and fine linen, and goat's hair, 5, and ram's skin dyed red, and dugong skins, and acacia wood, 6, oil for the light, spices for the oil of anointing, and 4, the incense of perfumes.
7, onyx stones, and stones for setting, for the ephod, and for the breast pocket, 8. And let them make a sanctuary for me, that I may dwell in their midst. 9. According to all which I am going to reveal to you, the plan of the tabernacle, and the plan of all its vessels, even so you shall do. 10. And they shall make an ark of acacia wood, 2.5 cubits long, and 1.5 cubits wide, and 1.5 cubits high. 11. And you shall overlay it with pure gold. You shall overlay it inside and outside, and you shall make a wreath of gold all around on it. 12. And you shall cast 4 rings of gold for it, and shall put it on its 4 feet, 2 rings on its one side, and 2 rings on the second side. 13. And you shall make poles of acacia wood, and you shall overlay them with gold. 14. And you shall put the poles into the rings on the sides of the ark, to carry the ark by them. 15. The poles shall be in the rings of the ark. They shall not depart from it. 16. And you shall put the testimony into the ark, which I shall give to you. 17. And you shall make a mercy seat of pure gold, its length 2.5 cubits, and its width 1.5 cubits. 18. And you shall make 2 chubs of gold. You shall make them of beaten work from the 2 ends of the mercy seat. 19. And make 1 cherub from the end here, and 1 cherub from the end there. You shall make the chubs from the mercy seat, on its 2 ends. 20. And the chubs shall be spreading out wings above, covering the mercy seat with their wings, and their faces each toward its brother. The faces of the chubs shall be toward the mercy seat. 21. And you shall put the mercy seat on the ark from above, and you shall put the testimony into the ark, which I shall give to you. 22. And I will meet you there, and will speak with you, above the mercy seat, from between the 2 chubs which are on the ark of testimony, all which I shall instruct you as to the sons of Israel. 23. And you shall make a table of acacia wood, its length 2 cubits, and its width 1 cubit, and its height 1.5 cubits. 24. And you shall overlay it with pure gold, and you shall make on it a wreath of gold all around. 25. And you shall make a border of a hand's breadth for it all around, and you shall make a wreath of gold all around on its border. 26. And you shall make 4 rings of gold for it, and you shall put the rings on the 4 corners which are to its 4 feet. 27. The rings shall be near the border for housings for the poles to carry the table. 28. And you shall make the poles of acacia wood, and you shall overlay them with gold, and the table shall be carried by them. 29. And you shall make its platters, and its bowls, and its pitchers, and its sacrificial cups with which to pour a libation. You shall make them of pure gold. 30. And you shall put on the table the showbread before me continually. 31. And you shall make a lampstand of pure gold. The lampstand shall be made of beaten work, its base and its shaft, its calyxes, its knobs, and its blossoms shall be from it. 32. And 6 branches shall go out from its sides, 3 branches of the lamp from its one side and 3 branches of the lampstand from its second side. 33. 3 almond-like calyxes on the one branch with knob and blossom, and 3 almond-like calyxes on the one branch with knob and blossom, so for the 6 branches, those going out from the lampstand. 34. And on the lampstand shall be 4 almond-like calyxes, each with its knobs and its blossoms.
35. And a knob under 2 branches of it, and a knob under 2 branches of it, and a knob under 2 branches of it, to the 6 branches, those going from the lampstand. 36. Their knobs and their branches shall be of it, all of it one beaten work of pure gold. 37. And you shall make it 7 lamps, and 1 shall set up its lamps, and they shall give light before its face. 38. And its tongues, and its pans shall be of pure gold. 39. 1 shall make it of a talent of pure gold, with all these vessels, 40, and see that they are made by their patterns which you have been shown in the mountain.
Chapter 26.
1. And you shall make the tabernacle with 10 curtains. You shall make them with cherubs, the work of a skilled workman, of twined linen, and blue and purple and crimson. 2. The length of one curtain shall be 28 by the cubit, and the width 4 by the cubit, for the one curtain, one measure to all the curtains. 3. 5 curtains shall be joined together, each to her sister. And 5 curtains shall be joined each to its sister piece. 4. And you shall make loops of blue on the edge of one curtain, from the end of the juncture, and so you shall do at the edge of the last curtain, at the second juncture. 5. You shall make 50 loops on the one curtain, and you shall make 50 loops in the end of the curtain at the second juncture, the corresponding loops each to her sister. 6. And you shall make 50 hooks of gold. And you shall join the curtains, each to her sister, by the hooks. And it shall become one, a ket, united, tabernacle. 7. And you shall make curtains of goat's hair for a tent over the tabernacle, you shall make 11 curtains.
8. The length of the one curtain shall be 30 by the cubit, and the width 4 by the cubit for the one curtain, one measure to the 11 curtains. 9. And you shall join the 5 curtains separately, and the 6 curtains separately, and you shall double the 6 curtains before the front of the tabernacle. 10. And you shall make 50 loops on the edge of the one curtain, the last of the juncture, and 50 loops on the edge of the second curtain that joins. 11. And you shall make 50 hooks of bronze, and you shall put the hooks in the loops and join the tent together, and it shall become one, a cord united. 12. And the overlapping part of the rest of the curtains of the tabernacle, the half curtain that remains, shall hang on the back of the tabernacle. 13. And the cubit from this side, and the cubit from that side that remains in the length of the curtains of the tent shall be hung over the sides of the tabernacle from this and from that side, to cover it. 14. And you shall make a cover for the tent of ram's skins dyed red, and a covering of dugong skins from above. 15. And you shall make the boards for the tabernacle of acacia wood standing up.
16. 10 cubits shall be the length of one board, and a cubit and a half the width of one board. 17. 2 pins shall be in one board, each connected to her sister piece. So you shall do to all the boards of the tabernacle. 18. And you shall make the boards for the tabernacle, 20 boards on the south side, southward. 19. And you shall make 40 sockets of silver for the 20 boards, 2 sockets under the one board for its 2 pins, and 2 sockets under the one board for its 2 pins. 20. And for the second side of the tabernacle, on the north side 20 boards.
21. And there 40 silver sockets. 2 sockets under the one board, and 2 sockets under the one board. 22. And you shall make 6 boards for the sides of the tabernacle westward. 23. And you shall make 2 boards for the corners of the tabernacle, in the sides. 24. And they shall be double from beneath. And in like manner they shall be joined on the top, to the one ring. So it shall be to both of them. They shall be for the 2 corners. 25. And there shall be 8 boards, and their silver sockets, 16 sockets, 2 sockets under the one board, and 2 sockets under the one board. 26. And you shall make bars of acacia wood, 5 to the boards of the one side of the tabernacle. 27. And 5 bars to the boards of the second side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars to the boards of the side of the tabernacle for the rear, westward. 28. And there shall be a middle bar in the midst of the boards, going through from end to end. 29. And you shall overlay the boards with gold, and you shall make their rings gold, housings for the bars, and you shall overlay the bars with gold. 30. And you shall set up the tabernacle according to the decree which you were shown in the mountain. 31. And you shall make a veil of blue and purple and crimson, and twined linen. One shall make it by the work of the skilled workman, with chubs. 32. And you shall put it on four pillars of acacia wood overlaid with gold. Their hooks shall be gold, on four sockets of silver. 33. And you shall hang the veil under the hooks. And you shall bring the ark of the testimony there inside to the veil. And the veil shall divide for you between the sanctuary and the set apart of set apart. 34. And you shall put the mercy seat on the ark of the testimony, in the set apart of set apart. 35. And you shall set the table outside the veil, and the lamp across from the table on the side of the tabernacle southward. And you shall put the table on the north side. 36. And you shall make a screen for the door of the tent of blue, and of purple and crimson, and twined bleached linen, the work of an embroiderer. 37. And you shall make five pillars of acacia wood for the screen. And you shall overlay them with gold, their nails gold. And you shall cast for them five sockets of bronze.